Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Aben. In the headlines, there are worries of thousands of children not being able to kickstart the upcoming school year due to the lack of the birth certificate. Some people are throwing blames on the socio-political crisis and others pointing cultural barriers. Telecommunication experts in the Southwest region are cautioning mobile phone users against using the electronic while it is on charge, especially in high-tension-prone areas. A development of this and more right ahead. There are so many children in the West region still without birth certificates, despite numerous efforts made by government and her partners over the years to facilitate the process of obtaining the vital document, according to information from the West Regional Branch of the Cameroon National Bureau of Civil Status Registration, BUNEC. To have a better understanding of the problem, Kelvin Nembo went investigating and compiled the views of various actors involved in the birth registration process. His report.
The back-to-school clock is ticking. There are some children who might not enjoy their right to education upon school resumption, a disturbing situation, according to the West Regional Delegate for Social Affairs, Fidelis Nje.
2021, within the period of November and early December, we were able to identify over 18,000 internally displaced children in the West region. If we add to this number the other vulnerable children of the host population, the number gives us close to 24,000.
Some parents who are internally displaced in Bafoussam are pointing accusing fingers at the socio-political crisis.
Saraba Martina, when I gave birth to the children, we are in the village, and to make the birth certificate, we are supposed to go right to the town. There was no means for me. So I was thinking that with time, I will make the birth certificate. But when I started, it was not easy. The crisis came in, so we just left from the village.
Their documents were burnt, lost in the process. When they are found in the host communities, to re-establish a different one, they need to present what we call the duplicate. When you even go back to the council areas, they are not really all functional.
The Cameroonian government and partner organizations are doing a lot to facilitate things for parents to easily obtain birth certificates for free. But most, especially those in rural areas, are so attached to their culture that they see no reason to declare their children.
On a constaté que
in the West region, we have noticed that the Mbororo community doesn't understand the importance of the birth certificate. As for IDPs, some don't have the identification documents that will enable them to declare the birth of a child.
Ça crée une difficulté à l'enregistrement de l'enfant.
There is still a long way to go to ensure that the one child, one birth certificate equation is efficiently balanced. The best time to act on this was decades ago. The second best time is now. Kelvin Nembo for the regional news in Bafoussam.
From Bafoussam, we go over to Marwa, Far North region, where a suspected gang of drug dealers, some of whom are students, have been apprehended and presented to the media in Marwa. While presenting the suspects, the leader of the operation to fight against drug trafficking, Lieutenant Joseph Sosten Dandi, called on the population to continuously collaborate with law enforcement officers to ensure their safety. Our Far North regional correspondent, Faith Ngwang, was on the ground and has the details.
The Far North Gendarmerie Legion has just showcased a major victory against illegal drug activities in the region in two carefully coordinated operations led by the head of office of the fight against criminality, Lieutenant Joseph Sosten Tandi. Some individuals, amongst them students, were caught in the act.
This group consumes drugs every evening under the Mayo Kalyu, and after doing so, they harass passers-by and seize their belongings. When we got there, we apprehended four individuals who were consuming in Jahem. After questioning, they took us to the vendor's house, who is a lady. She is now on the run. We break through into a house and found 51 wraps of Indian hemp, 21 liters of psychotropic products, and other items.
The substances are known for their detrimental effects on public health and safety, and their distribution has been a growing concern in the region. These successful operations underscores the dedication of the Gendarmerie Legion to upholding the law and protecting citizens. Authorities have urged the population to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities. Marua, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
On to one of our top stories. Telecommunications experts of Boya in the Southwest region have warned against the use of mobile phones on charge while stating the dangers that come along with this practice. They emphasize that the use of this electronic in places like the kitchen when the gas is on, filling stations and high tension areas are very dangerous. Marie-Claire Iwane spoke to one of such experts who condemns this act and brings us this report.
Some inhabitants in the town of Boya say they use their phones on charge because of a variety of reasons, such as emergencies, low battery, and other factors.
I normally use my phone on charge because my phone battery is not strong and I might have a very important conversation going on and I wouldn't want to miss it for anything. So when the phone is on charge, I have a means to continue with the conversation because if I remove it, the phone might go off since the battery is not strong and I don't have a power bank. In our kitchen, you have a place where you can charge your phone where normally you do blending and all that. So if I have something that I'm doing, I can just plug it and I'm playing my music and the phone is on charge while I'm in the kitchen.
The Assistant Chief of Sector for Maintenance, Camtel Southwest, Dr. Elage talks on the dangers of using mobile phones on charge, especially in areas where there is high tension and petrol station that may cause explosion and fire outbreak.
Places like petrol station around high tension areas is where high tension cables of electricity are passing. And in kitchens where we have gas stoves and the rest, it is not advisable for us to be using telephone sets. The reason simply is that under high tension, for instance, there is extra electrical charges that can impact your telephone battery. And as such, there are extra charges that may come during thunder storms. When the weather is so bad, it is not advisable to be using your telephone sets because there can be extra charges that come. You'll be a victim of electrocution.
The population has therefore been advised to take into consideration these dangers and try as much as possible to avoid using their phones while on charge. Marie-Claire Iwane, CRTV, Boya.
16 minutes after 2 p.m., you're listening to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV. Mechanics is one among the many activities adopted by some youths in the center region this holiday period. While many shy away from it, others are proud to explore the mechanic profession. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Center spoke to some of the youths who have taken up mechanics as their holiday activity and put together this report for the regional news.
Some students in Yaoundé and other towns of the central region have chosen to spend time during this third term holiday season in mechanic workshops. As early as 6 a.m., some of them, like Arnold Vado and Ismael, are already in the garage around the Tekase neighborhood waiting for cars to repair. The little repairs carried out include renewing tires, rearranging the engines, and the whole that they have acquired a lot of knowledge in this field from the seniors in the profession.
My boss taught me how to repair brakes. He taught me how to start. You click the car first, then you dismantle the wheel, change the brakes part, pump the brakes to see if they are not weak.
Spending time in the mechanic workshop is an opportunity for them to acquire new skills and learn more.
What fascinates me most about mechanics is the fact that I am in contact with vehicles and the complex challenges from the outside. When a customer comes in, you have to be able to tell them where the fault is, because most of the time they don't know anything about it. And when you know your job, you can quickly detect the problem and repair it.
In a context characterized by hardship, most of these young mechanics students are optimistic and determined to excel in the domain despite the numerous challenges. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
Inhabitants in the Northwest region have decried the phenomenon of tailors failing to meet clients' deadlines or clothing designs as requested. These disgruntled persons opine that the technicians should either decline the orders or be efficient in the job, which has been duly paid for, to avoid further disappointing their clientele. Fela Kezia Fonja reports for the Regional News from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Residents in Bamenda are now fed up with unreliable tellers in the town. Mr. Quenty, with a heavy sigh of frustration, narrates.
The friend was getting married. We gave the work to a tailor. 2 months to the wedding, and a week to the wedding, the guy didn't even know the kind of material we wanted. So he tells you that he had collected part payment. He was not on the job, probably. He has invested the money we gave him in some other business. And then we had to go for a plan B at the last minute.
He is one of many residents who have grown increasingly exasperated with the consistently disappointing performance of local tellers. From missed deadlines to shoddy workmanship, the catalogue of complaints continues to pile up.
It's better you take few works and then you do it, meeting up with deadline, than taking so much work. And then, at the end of the day, you don't live up to expectations. Even with one of the works that you took, you're unable to meet up with the deadline. It really, really causes the tellers and the designers to lose credibility. When somebody comes and the person wants you to do something, it is good for you to do what the person wants. It's just like when you go to go barb your hair and then the barber spoils it, get so angry. If you don't know how to sew a particular design, clients know you're not good in this, and probably he or she might propose something else.
Bamenda's tellers have developed a reputation of unreliability, with many clients facing repeated delays and disappointments.
Tellers, they like putting pressure on themselves. They have so much work, but they still want to take work. At the end of the day, you end up not meeting deadlines. And some customers would know that their tellers have work, but they will not leave them alone. They still want to give their clothes to them, so don't expect.
Despite widespread displeasure, however, many residents remain hesitant to give up on their neighborhood tellers entirely. The personal relationships and community ties often outweigh the constant headaches. Fela Kezia Fonja reporting for the Regional News in the Northwest region.
And we do hope such complaints of unreliability on the part of tellers will reduce. And that is what we put for you today for the Regional News. My name is Kelly Ben. Thanks for listening. Lunch on Date continues in a moment.